Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Do you think big goals or big resolutions are the only way to success? Well, consider this. Ditching the pressure of a single massive goal and building habits piece by piece, no matter what month you start. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we jump in further, make sure that you head over to TalkToPerry.com. That's where we can pick your habits and really, really hone in on those so that you can reach all of your goals. And we'll just plan that year of change together. That's over at TalkToPerry.com. You know, I got to thinking the other day, I was listening to a training and I loved this lady's perspective. Because a lot of times we pick big goals, and I love picking a big goal. I mean, one that you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I just know that I'm going to. But sometimes we can pick a goal and then start to get really bogged down into how's this going to happen, and then coming up with all the reasons why it won't happen, or what's going to happen, happen and sabotage us and all that stuff. So as I'm listening to this lady, I just thought, here's a thought. I just absolutely loved it. She said, imagine instead of just this big goal, you started just writing down, what are all the habits that I would be doing when I have that goal achieved? What are the habits that I would have built along the way? And so she said, what if you just considered, instead of chasing the big goal, you know, you still have the big goal there, but you just focused on, you know what, I'm just going to build over this next year 12 incredible habits. And so maybe the habit, you know, might be something like drinking 96 ounces of water a day. And that's my new habit that I'm striving to do. And then you build on those. And she even brought up the fact that she's like, what if by the end of the year, you had 12 habits that you were going to do and you only reached 10 of them? Wouldn't that shift your life and change your life? And I started to think back to when I was just in that vicious start, stop cycle over and over and over again. I'm like, man, oh man, I got to do something different. I've got to stop. You know, what are the ways that I'm trying to get myself off the, you know, find an escape hatch to get myself off the hook, or to, instead of being radically honest with myself, just to kind of ignore and pretend things don't exist and they aren't an issue so that I can be okay with the way things currently are. I would start looking at those and realizing, you know, what are some of the habits? So these are some of the things that, I came up with, that it wasn't like I needed to change all the habits all at once, but in my mind, these were the habits that I, you know, like James Clear said in the beginning, it's more important to develop the habits than it is to see the results. You know, I know stepping on the scale is probably important, but that's not the habit I want to get into. I don't want the habit of I'm going to step on the scale and feel bad about myself. What's my habit? My habit is, so the first one was, I came up with a no matter what clause in my day-to-day thing where I showed up for my workout every single day. I'm a person who shows up for my exercise. So I started doing that. And I made that became the habit over the next 30, 60, 90 days. And once I got that down, it didn't mean, okay, you no longer have that habit. It's just like, okay, it's like you're putting together a song, you know, all of a sudden there's the drum groove. Okay, I got the background beat going. You know, what? How can I layer on to this and add to it? Another thing that eventually came on the radar was eating vegetables. I hated vegetables. So I wanted to figure out, is it possible for me to even, you know, learn to like vegetables? I'm going to challenge myself and see if I can do that. Then it was water. And then I experimented with other things like adjusting my intake of dairy, you know, adjusting the intake of the alcohol that I was having, replacing like soda or sugary energy drinks with water and other things. So it was all those little things, doing a mindset practice even as I was driving to work, because it would be easy to just pop on the radio, pop in a CD. Yeah, I was doing CDs then. I'm listening to an empowering podcast. I'm listening to a really great audiobook that's going to sharpen my skills. And just doing these things layer by layer, all of a sudden, my mind is beginning to shift. My body is beginning to shift. My life is beginning to shift. And, you know, that was the big thing. So I encourage you. I know it's really easy just to sit and think and brainstorm. But if you can muster the energy to get out some paper, get out a pen or a pencil, whatever, and start writing down what are those habits that you're not currently doing, but you know that should you start having those habits and they're just who you are now, that you will be closer, if not reaching and surpassing the goals that you have. You know, it's kind of looking at what is that goal I have and who am I? Who do I need to become? What are the habits I need to have to be that person? And then start doing those habits now. And just focusing on, I'm just developing great habits. Yeah, I'm a person who says, I'm not going to do dessert right now. Later on, maybe I will, but right now I'm not. Or I'm a person who, when I go out to a restaurant, I'm a person who scans the menu beforehand and designs my own meal. Whatever those things are, I think can really shift your perspective, because once they become just permanently who you are, that's your habit, and you've replaced old unhealthy habits, you start to have big, big shifts in your life and in the goals that you want to achieve. And then you can apply that to just about anything. It doesn't have to be health and fitness. It could be career, it could be relationships, whatever. So, and if the thought of mapping out your year feels daunting, hey, I'm here. Head over to talktoperry.com. Let's chat about that. And together, put your ambitions into a routine so you can succeed. So just looking at this, it's not about where you start. It's about starting with intention. And, you know, as much as I love goals, you want to get the habits down first. What are the habits I need to start implementing to make those happen? And every small habit, it's a step toward a healthier, happier you. So what's your first step going to be? I mean, just know, you can choose to take control using your power, really boosting your energy, or you can start to go, well, I've got all this stuff around me. I've got excuses. And you start defending those by rationalizing and by protecting yourself and coming up with reasons why you can't do things. And, you know, even comparison, that's a big one. And you start to let those control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals, and then choosing to learn, look at new ways, learn, grow, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find this show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.